Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Hello, good evening. My name is Margaret Challenger, and I'm sitting in for Mike Davis on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. It's my second week, and for those of you with us last week, good day to you, and it's good day to those in the USA. Good evening to the UK, of course. Well, Mike's had a busy time in America, and I understand you've still been looking after him very well. Just to let you know, the Tuesday, October 9th, time 7 till 9 p.m., he's in downtown Orlando, Florida, at the Community Center, 7 to 9. You can get tickets and information. You might need a pen for this. It's a rather long email number. It's Strange Days Indeed Radio, all one word, at gmail.com. So it's Strange Days Indeed Radio at gmail.com. You can book in advance on that email address, or of course on the door. Hopefully we'll get Mike on later on to tell us from the horse's mouth, so to speak, how he's been doing. And I'm sure he's got a better colour now than when he went out there. Because at the moment here in South Wales, where I live, it's cold, it's wet, and it's windy. So I'm Margaret Challenger. I've been able, very fortunately, to take my mediumship to many parts of the world, including Germany, Switzerland, Bavaria, Hungary, Spain, the Arthur Findlay College in Stansted, the Edinburgh College of Parapsychology in Scotland, and of course England and Wales. And tonight now we're going to link with you in the USA and the UK and bring your loved ones closer to you. Always remember that mediumship and linking with the spirit world is always an experiment. And as mediums, we're not always able to know what's going to happen, but we can do our best to link with them and tell you what they tell us. We are not fortune tellers, you must remember that, but our loved ones do help us and guide us. But they can't live our lives for us, can they? We have to do that ourselves. That's the reason why we're here, guys, you know. Sometimes it's a hard slog, isn't it? But those experiences enrich our soul. Now, to call into the show in the USA, you dial 760-283-4611. And if you're listening outside the USA, dial 001 before the number 760-283-4611. At the end of your reading, you can download a copy of your reading if you go to the Mike Spirit FM and it's under archives. Okay, now I'm not going to be alone here tonight. I've got two guests. Last week, I had a lady living in England who was from Scotland. And this week, I've got a lady who's from England living in Scotland. So her name is Rosemary Collins. I'm going to bring her in a minute, and I'm going to ask her to introduce herself to you. The other lady I've got with me this evening is a fellow Welsh person called Lynn Hopkins. So we'll go to Rosemary first. So good evening, Rosemary. How are you?
Hello. It's lovely to be here. Yeah. Thank you for inviting me, Margaret.
Okay. Tell us about yourself, Rosemary. How did you get into working with spirit and your mediumship?
I've been working for about 3 years now. Tonight, I have to say tonight, you know, I do have mediumistic abilities. I do hear and see spirit, but I will be linking in with cards tonight just to let people know that of course.
All right.
The show. I just
what
want
kind
them to be
of
aware.
Cards are those?
I'm using traditional tarot, but they're Italian ones that
right.
I was drawn to. So yeah.
That's what you've got a few then, have you?
I've got a couple, yeah. But these are the main ones that I use.
Do you? That sounds intriguing. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Right. And you're living in Scotland now?
Yes, I am. I'm just outside Edinburgh. It's about 22 miles from the city centre. Yeah.
Right. But you're originally from England. Whereabouts?
London. Yeah, London
London,
and
England.
Hertfordshire originally. Yeah.
Nice part of the world. Yeah. Excellent. Thank you, Rosemary. We'll talk to you in a minute.
Thanks.
And now I'd like to introduce my next guest, Lynn Hopkins. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Margaret.
Hello. And
Hello.
I understand that you've been a busy lady today. Tell us about yourself and what you've been up to.
I have been a very busy lady today. I've been out busy working for Spirit. I've been in the psychic fair today, raising money for a local church, really. They're struggling to keep their doors open.
Oh,
They've
that's
had
nice.
quite an interesting day with lots of stalls and lots of people doing readings and trying to raise as much money as they can. I became interested in spiritualism about 3 years ago, but I've always had an ongoing interest since I was a child. But I've got to admit, which probably sounds a bit strange on you, I used to be quite nervous. So I'm happy to say I'm not nervous anymore. And I started going to a local spiritist church, and I was actually given a message by somebody to say that I could become a working medium. Put my name forward for a development class and waited a long time for a response, really. And then I started
Right.
development classes with yourself, Margaret. And here I
Yes.
am, of course. And here I
Yeah.
am, 18 months down the line. I've been working out on my own now for 18 months, thoroughly enjoying the work that I do for Spirit. I work in churches, I've done a few charity events, lots of different things, really. And I do a lot of private one-to-one sittings as well.
Excellent. So there we are, folks. Lynn is a student of mine, and she worked very hard to get where she is. Thank you, Lynn. That's great. I'll call you back in now in a minute. I just want to go back to Rosemary there a second. Rosemary, people can contact you, can't they?
Yes, I've got a website. They just need to put psychicrosemarycollins.com, and all the links are in the website.
Excellent. Thank you very much, girls. That's great. So there we are, ladies and gentlemen. Those are my guests for tonight. Very capable mediums that will be able to help you and hopefully, as I say, bring that loved ones to you and the information that is required. Now, remember, we don't always hear what we want to hear. Spirits have a way of telling us what we need to hear. So a lot of people will say, "Oh, but I didn't want that kind of message," you know? Well, it's what we're told. We can't make it up, can we? So, just to finish the information that I've got here for Birmingham, England, Friday, 19th of October, Mick Paul Green, he's holding a charity event, Evening of Mediumship. This again is for the Birmingham Children's Hospital. It's a great cause, and if you want to support that cause, go to the Cobham Arms, 217 Howley Grange Road, Hales Owing, Birmingham. It begins at 7:30 to 9:30, and it's £5 on the door. So now I'm going to ask our girls to link in, and myself, and whilst we're doing that, we'll go to a piece of music. And the first track I've chosen for you is a particular favourite of mine, and it's Bread, and it's Let Make It With You. Enjoy.
Maybe climbing on rainbows, but baby, here goes. Dreams are for those who sleep. Life is for us to keep. And if you're wondering what this song is leading to, like to make it with you. I really think that we could make it
Nice bit of music there. Make me make it with you with Bread. Fantastic. Gets you in the mood, eh? So let's go to our first corner without further ado. Good evening, 608. Am I saying your name right? Teodonna?
Yes, you are.
Hi, good evening. Well, good afternoon
Hi.
To you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the U.S., from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Excellent. Good evening to you.
Yeah, it's a little cold here.
Is it? I keep saying
it is. It got down to like 25 last night.
25? I think it's 25 below here.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Yeah, it's black. It's cold outside already, and it's been raining, and it's horrible. Anyway, never mind about the weather. Let's see what we can do for you, is it? Right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now then. Can you remember a young person, I'm not quite sure whether I male or female yet, who passed, please? Would have been about 7-8 years ago. Somebody that you just knew, a colleague, workmate, friend. I think it's a female. Just called passing into you. You know when you walk down the street and you see somebody you know and you just acknowledge them across the pavement there?
Right.
It's a bit like that. I had to give them to you because they came in so strong. But I'm not going to stay on that for you. It's something for you to think about. Now,
okay.
I've got a lady joining me here now who's very grandmotherly. Your grandmother on your mother's side has passed?
No, my dad's.
It's your dad's side.
Yep.
You'd have been quite close to her, wouldn't you?
Yeah, she was like my mother.
That's right. That's what I felt, that the motherly bit. Sorry I got that wrong. But I just felt that warm motherly feeling as she came in. Do you know she's got a beautiful smile, isn't she?
Yes, she does.
Yeah, she's smiling here and she's very, very pleased to see you, to be with you. And obviously she can see you because there are no barriers to vision, sound, communication with the spirit world. But she's making me very aware of things around you at the moment that seem to puzzle me. So can you understand where you're confused as to where you're going in life at the moment, maybe through a work situation or similar?
Not work. I own my own business. My business is going great. However, I'm moving, and so there's been a lot associated with that because my dad and my mom just got a divorce, so I feel bad that I'll be leaving him here, you know, more or less.
Yeah, that's right. I felt as if there was something that was confusing you. It won't affect your work, will it? You know, there won't be any more traveling involved. Can you understand that, where there'd be more traveling?
Well, I travel a lot. I mean, I don't really see that stopping.
Okay, that's all right.
I don't really see that. I mean, there's going to be a period of like 4 months where I won't really be traveling.
Right, okay. As long as I'm on the right track with her, I just wanted to make sure that you knew it was your grandmother and that she knows about the situation around you at the moment, where there is change. Okay, now then. Right, you're quite close to your dad, aren't you?
Yeah, for the most part.
That's right, yeah. And I feel now that there have been quite a few tears where he's concerned, maybe in this breakup, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
feel a bit sorry for him, don't you?
I do, yes.
Yes. You see, you've always admired your father, haven't you?
I have.
Yes, and this, you see him as a more of a broken man?
Yeah, there's things that I've seen recently that I just
you don't
never
like.
Did before. Right.
Yeah, and things that you don't like at the moment. Now,
right.
it's a situation with your dad. Your mum's fine in all this. She seems to be quite capable and strong. But your thoughts are going to your father, and his mother, your grandmother, is just saying to me that he's made of better things. So I know that eventually, once he calms down, that he's going to be fine. It's just at the moment, do you have that saying where you can't see the wood for the trees?
Right.
Yeah, it's as if he just can't see
the future.
Moment.
Yeah.
Right. He doesn't see any future. He can't see where things are going. But your grandmother is smiling and nodding her head as if to say, oh, he's just panicking. He's feeling a little bit sorry for himself. But he'll bounce back because he's a proud man.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Whose brother is in the spirit world? Is it your dad's brother? I've got a brother here.
No, my dad's brothers are alive and so are my mom's.
There's a brother. I don't know if you have a brother-in-law or can link with a brother feeling. No stepbrothers in the family, was there?
No stepbrothers.
Definitely say he's got a brotherly link. I hate it when that happens in such a short time like this, that you've got to try and work it out. But definitely... he's saying I'm a brother. Now, you didn't know anybody with a religious link that would be called brother, did you?
No. We're Catholic, but there were no priests or anything.
Right. I can't change that, unfortunately. And I know that from experience, you know, when you've got 5 minutes quiet to yourself, these things usually come back to you. Now, they're just talking about you quite briefly, because we've got lots of people who are waiting for readings here.
Absolutely.
So we've got time limits on things. But your future, you seem to be planning and planning and planning. And as you already stated, things are going well with your business. But there was a time, your grandmother is saying, where you thought, right, I'm just going to throw the towel in. That's it. We're going back quite a way with this, and she's so glad that you didn't give up. Would you understand that?
Yeah, I do understand.
Yeah,
that.
She's so glad because she knew that with your forthright attitude and your business sense that it would work. But you also had the backing of a partner husband, didn't you?
I was engaged and then we split up.
And you had the backing from that person, the encouragement.
Yes.
Yeah, because it wasn't an isolated thing. And you needed that encouragement at the time, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Okay. Well, I can't see anything wrong with the business, so good luck with that. And don't worry too much about your dad. His mum's got her eye on him.
Oh, good. Well, good.
Okay,
well, thanks so much
for calling in, and have a nice day.
Thank you, you too.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, 602, Lauren, good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi, Lauren, how are you?
Good.
Good. Where are you calling from?
Arizona.
I got a friend in Arizona. Kelly. She's like Kelly. K-E-L-L-E-Y. My daughter's Kelly, but she spells it a different way. So what's the weather like with you, Lauren?
It's hot.
It's hot. Oh, that's cruel. It's hot. Is it always hot in Arizona?
It's always hot in Arizona. We don't get winters or anything. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Rosemary, do you want to come in there now?
Hello.
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 Hello. Is that you, Laura? Is it Lauren?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Lauren. My name is Rosemary. I'm just going to have a quick look to see what I can see for you, see what's going on around you. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let's have a look. I feel, I feel, Lauren, recent past, as I'm looking at you, I do feel really positive, you know. I'm getting a feeling of I'm feeling a relationship, like you've been in a relationship, but would you understand that at the moment you're not in a relationship or he's not around you?
Yeah, I'm not in a relationship.
Because I feel like I'm looking at a relationship and then it kind of went sour, you know, so I just don't feel he's around you right now. Would you understand that?
Yes.
The gentleman. I am picking him up. I do feel, you know, they are giving me a sense of what he was like, and I do feel he was a very intelligent, an attractive man as well. I do feel intelligence with him, and I do feel, though, control issues. Can you understand that?
Yes.
Could he be quite controlling sometimes?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, because they are making me aware of that, honey. You know, I feel that you're very strong, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Very independent, strong lady. And I do feel that, you know, you have your moments where, you know, you're thinking about him, because I think that's why they're making me aware of him. Would you understand that?
Yes, a lot recently,
yeah,
actually.
It's like he's, yeah, because it's like he's still on your mind. You know, I've got you here. I feel that you keep busy. I feel that you're working. You work. Do you work for a big corporation? Something quite challenging.
Yeah, I work all the time. I hardly have any time to myself.
Mm-hmm. But I feel that you're connected to almost like a going concern. I feel that you know, the job that you're in or the people that you're dealing with within work was very positive, and it's what you was hoping for. It's what you wanted.
Mm.
If that makes sense. Are you presently looking for sort of new opportunities around work at the moment?
I want to be in management.
Okay.
I think with time I may possibly miss that.
Mm-hmm. I do feel opportunities around you, though, because I feel that you're somewhere where they've got like a tier section, you know, like a layers of management with it, because it just feels like a big company to me. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So I do feel that there's room for maneuver where you work.
Mm-hmm.
If you can relate to that.
Yeah.
Okay. I you know, I feel success around you, Lauren. You know, I do feel that you're going in the right direction, honey. I still feel the guy that I picked up on, would you understand, does he still sort of make his presence known?
Yeah, he's actually my daughter's dad.
Right, okay. I'm still picking up on his energy being around, you see. It's almost like
he's
not gone completely up. Mm-hmm. Because it's like they're making me aware that he's not completely out of the picture. So that would make sense. Yeah, that would make sense. I mean, if you've got a child together, then there's that bond, okay?
Yeah.
Let's have a look. You know, I just feel that communication is going to get better between, you know, I think the spirit world do want you to know that communication will get better between the two of you. You know, there is going to, I know it's not happening right now, but I do feel communication improving between the two of you, because they're making me aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it will kind of like get more amicable between the two of you, okay? I feel also the guy that we're talking about, he hasn't been very well, or would you understand him not being very well lately?
Maybe emotionally.
Because, perhaps it's tiredness, but it just feels like there's something where he needs to rest, this guy. Okay, because
I don't know.
Okay, but they're just making me aware. They're just showing me, so I want to give it to you. And also, I want to say, if it's not making 100% sense to you right now, it will do over the coming mm-hmm. weeks or the coming months.
Okay. Okay.
Let's have a look. Right. Okay. All right. I do feel, Lauren, as I'm looking here, I wouldn't be surprised if the gentleman that we're talking about, your ex-partner, I wouldn't be surprised over the coming weeks or the coming months that he might want a reconciliation with you. So could you just keep that in mind?
Yeah, I suppose.
All right. But I also want to say to you that as I'm looking forward here, okay, I feel I've got a sense of more family time, visiting family. Do you have to travel to get to family?
Yeah, my family's all out of state.
Yeah, because I feel travel, like you're traveling to see family. So I feel over the coming months you're definitely doing that. And I do have celebrations. I've got celebrations here. I've got a lovely lifestyle around you, and I've definitely got you a sense of like moving on to a better future and everything. So it just feels really positive. I feel you've got a lot of things, good things to look forward to over the coming weeks or the coming months. Okay, so if you just keep that, just keep hold of that, because I feel that it's important for you to know that. Okay.
Good. I waited too long.
Yeah, but it is going to get better. I mean, this is not. I'm not reading long term here. I'm not seeing this long term. This is within a 4 to 6 month period for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, darling. So I hope that helps.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, that's
right,
great.
Darling.
Thank you, Rosemary. That's
bye-bye,
great, Lauren.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lauren. Have a nice day, love.
You too.
And now we go to caller 516. Do we have Lisa there, please?
Yes, we do.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Excellent. Good, thank you. And where are you calling from, Lisa?
I'm calling from Long Island, New York.
Long Island. Oh, it sounds heaven. We're looking up to this dark sky. It is. Oh, Long Island, New York. Wonderful. Excellent. Right. Okay, well, you do want to listen to me. I'm going to pass over to Lynn now for your reading. Have fun, Lisa.
Thank you.
Okay, Lynn. That's for you.
Hi, Lisa. It's Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
I'm okay, thanks. You okay?
We're doing good.
Good. I wish I was in Long Island as well.
It's beautiful. Vineyards in the city, you can't do better.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. Okay, as I'm talking to you now, I can feel there's a lady that's talking to me at the moment who's been really close to you in your life. She's now passed a spirit.
Okay.
I'm feeling I've got a lady coming through you with lots and lots of love for you, and it's a lady you would have been very close to.
Okay, great.
And I'm feeling I got a grandmother link you. I got a grandmother feeling about this lady. And as she's talking to me, she's talking very quickly. She would have been a very fast speaker. Can you understand that?
Yeah, you're talking to my Aunt Daddy.
Yeah. She's talking, and it's almost as if she can't say enough words. She can't speak quick enough to let me know all the things she wants to say. She's telling
me. I had a feeling.
She's telling me that she's very, very proud of you and everything that you've achieved in your life so far.
Great.
And she's saying so far. Because I'm feeling with you that you're the type of person, you're very determined and you know where you want to be. Yeah? You know where you're heading in life. You've almost got a life plan, she's telling me. And you're quite successful now, but you're going to become more and more successful as you become older and as you become more experienced, she's telling me.
Okay, that makes total sense.
Lovely. But she's telling me that even as a child, you were a very determined and a very strong-willed person. And when you wanted something, you wanted it now. You weren't happy to wait until next week. You wanted it now. Even tomorrow wasn't good enough. You had that type of personality that you have to have it now. And she's telling me that you've got a very question in mind. And you ask lots and lots of questions. And you'll keep on searching for the right answer. You won't be put off with any old answer. You want everything to be in black or white. There's no grey area with you at all.
No.
She seems to know you pretty well. There's a lot of emotion coming through you from this lady as well. And she wants to say how much she still loves you. She loves you the same now as she did while she was here. And she's telling me that you think about her a lot and you also miss her. You are still missing her quite a lot. It's left a big gap in your life, she's telling me. Because she was a lady that you could trust.
Yeah.
And that you could talk to and you could tell her anything and she'd never be offended. She'd never be offended and she'd always give you her opinion on things. And she's laughing at you because she's saying you didn't always agree. You didn't always agree because she was quite determined as well. And if she didn't agree with something that you wanted to do, she would say, no, Lisa, this isn't the right thing for you. I don't agree with you at all. You shouldn't be doing that.
Yes, she would be very honest.
And she's telling me as well that she could be quite old-fashioned about some things and she wants to protect you. She wants to wrap you up on, I think, cotton wool. Particularly in the teenage years, she's telling me, she almost wanted to keep you a little girl for as long as she could.
Aww.
And she's talking about somebody else around you. She's referring to a partner.
Okay.
So, right, I'm assuming because she's talking about a partner that you're in a relationship at the moment.
Actually, I'm separating.
Right, okay. This is probably why she's brought this up then. Because she's saying that at the moment, you're still in that relationship and there's a lot of difficulties around there, she's telling me. There's been a lot of, I can feel, raised arguments here and a lot of conflict around you at the moment. And it's about, she's making me feel there's been a lot of upset here as well. If it's not actually with you, it's with the other person.
Say that again?
A lot of upset. I've got a lot of, somebody's not wanting this separation then, if you can understand it like that.
Somebody wants to come back. I won't let him.
Yeah, right. Because she's saying, somebody needs to move on here, right? So this is you, you need to move on. But the other person doesn't want to move on very much. Wants you to be, and I'm feeling problems within this relationship going back for quite a while here, and again I feel quite controlling. There's been quite a lot of wanting you to do everything sort of his way. Can you understand that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and as she's saying, it's a little bit now about you. It's about you going forward in life and doing some of the things that you want to do that you haven't been able to do because you've been trying really hard to make this relationship work, she's telling me.
Yeah.
But you've come to a place when you're thinking, I've tried and I've tried and I've tried and I'm not getting anywhere. I'm going backwards, if anything.
Exactly.
And you're feeling now, and she said, oh, I've been trying to give her strength so that she can move forward on her own. Because it's a little bit about you take that step and then you feel, oh, I don't know if I want this now. And it's a little bit, in the beginning, you were feeling drawn back into the relationship. But she's saying, the time is now for you to go forward.
Excellent.
You go forward. Because it's almost as if life is out there waiting for you. And she's telling me that you've missed out on some things. You've missed out on some things that you could have been doing, almost as if you haven't been able to have the opportunity to do it. You've been held back a little bit. And she's saying that once you move forward on your own from this relationship, it's almost as if career opportunities will open up in front of you as well, and you can go forward with your career, because I'm feeling you've been a little bit stagnant there. You've been on a plateau. You haven't moved forward as quickly as you'd like to.
Does she like the direction that I'm currently hoping to go in?
Yeah, she's definitely behind you. She said, oh, she's actually waving her arm at you. And she's like, I'm behind you 100%. I just want her to go forward. She's saying, the only way for you is forward. Don't look back. Don't look back. Because I think it's very difficult, isn't it? When we've been in a relationship for a long time and there's a lot of change going on around us, we tend to look back and hang on to what we know. But she's saying you are very strong, very determined. You don't need to look back. You just keep your eyes focused forward, she said, because it's all there waiting for you.
Yeah, well, I'm changing careers too, and I keep looking back to my old career. So it might be that too as well.
Yeah, definitely. Because she's given me lots of change around you. And she said, although this change is exciting, it's also very unsettling. I'm feeling with you a little bit as if I'm on quicksand. Sometimes everything's happening so quick. I don't know whether I need to go forward, sideways or backwards. I'm just a little bit, too much happening too quickly. Grant, there's just too much happening. This is the cotton wool, you see. She wants to wrap you up in cotton wool and save you from the big world. But she's like, no, you are ready now for all this change. Lots of change. All positive. She's behind you 100%. So just keep going forward. Don't look back. Whatever you do, Lisa, you keep going. And your gran is one step behind you. She said, you look back and I'm going to give you a little push in the right direction.
Okay.
Is that okay? Are you feeling better now?
Feeling very good, thank you.
Good.
And I'll be honest, that was the one person I wanted to come through. I haven't heard from her since, and I'm so excited that you connected with her.
And she's a lovely, lovely woman. She is lovely. But I got a real strong determination here and a very strong personality, and I think she's a lady that I'd be listening to.
Oh, good. Thank you.
She's also telling me that when you were quite young, just before you go, you had quite longish hair, long hair. Yeah, and she's talking about brushing your hair. She's giving me a memory of brushing it, and playing with your hair, and also putting it up into, it looks as if it's in some sort of bowl, but she's trying to do different styles with your hair.
Yeah, she's talking about that. On her lap and do that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's loved doing that, and she's telling me that you like playing with her hair as well.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so thanks pretty much for ringing. I think my time is up.
Thank you, Lynn. I so appreciate it.
It's lovely to speak to you. Good luck for the future.
Thank you.
Good luck. Good night.
Thank you, Margaret. Bye. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, Lisa. That was nice, wasn't it?
That was lovely.
Excellent. And you got on okay with the accent, yeah? Okay. You're listening to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. I'm Margaret Challenger, sitting in for Mike while he's touring USA. And now I'd like to go to our next caller, which is area code 303. Is that Alison?
Hello.
Hello, Alison.
Hello.
Hi, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the United States, Colorado.
Well, that's a new one for me. Okay, what's the weather like? Don't say it's hot.
Actually, it's we had a really cold day yesterday, but now it's kind of back up into the probably 50s, and we're definitely getting winter, though. Winter is definitely on its way.
All right, okay. All right, my love. Right, okay. I've got a gentleman just walked in the room here, and can you understand for me a gentleman who's passed who would have a very stern persona if he wanted to?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. He would have a what?
A very stern persona. He could be abrupt sometimes. Especially if he wanted to, if he wanted to get his point across and be listened to. Because this very strong gentleman just walked in here as I was asking you, you know, where you were and so forth. And he's taking me and he's giving me a little shake by the shoulders. So what have you been up to? Have you made a decision that hasn't been very good for you?
I don't really understand that question.
Right, okay. He's taken me, he's put his hands on my shoulders, and he's given me a little shake there. Can you understand this gentleman, if you had done something wrong, would be so annoyed that he would do that to you? And can you
Yeah, not necessarily a shake on the shoulders physically, necessarily, but certainly he would admonish me pretty strictly,
In attitude, that's right, yeah.
Yes.
He's doing that physically for me to understand, yeah?
Okay.
But can you understand where he's coming from now? Because he's not telling me what it is you've done that didn't turn out okay, but do you understand what he's talking about?
I really don't know.
Right, okay.
I honestly do not know what I'm being admonished for, no.
All right. You're a mother, aren't you?
I'm sorry?
You're a mother?
I have one son, yes.
Yeah,
has he
asked your opinion about something lately?
No.
Right.
I have very little contact with my son.
Right, so this is where I feel that this is where he's coming from, almost as if he disapproves of the non-contact.
Who disapproves? The gentleman
with me here.
Yeah, the person he should be admonishing is my son, not me.
Yeah, but you can understand now that he's annoyed at what's going on.
I'm unhappy with the way it is. It's not my fault.
Yeah,
it's my son's their behavior, so to speak.
I know, Alison. You have these children, don't we? And we can't always account for their behavior. Okay, let's see. Oh, there's a lady coming in now with a much more sensitive approach. I feel motherly, grandmotherly with this lady. And she links with a gentleman. So would you understand the gentleman and the lady being a couple?
Is it a woman on the other side? Is that who you're?
Yes, they both in spirit world. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who that could be. It might be somebody on his side of the family that I couldn't identify immediately.
Yeah.
Not a
okay.
wife or anything of that nature. No, nothing like that.
It linked. She's linking. She's coming in with a gentleman. So I know that they're a couple. So you must know the grandmother and the grandfather that have been in the spirit world together.
Okay.
Yeah. Now then, I've been given a name, something like Millie or Molly, a name like that beginning with M, like M for Margaret, but it's like Millie, Molly. I've been given a name like that for you.
Okay.
But they concentrated more on your feelings and the frustration that you feel in life. I mean, it's not surprising if there's some kind of antagonism between you and your son, but you're hurting more than you say, aren't you?
You mean more than I would say to him?
To anybody,
or,
really.
To anybody, yes.
Yeah, it's a deep down hurt that you're holding for yourself.
Yes.
That's right. They give me the feelings, Alison, and how you are feeling. And you've been very brave. You know, you're walking through life as if, oh, everything's fine, everything's wonderful, smiling at people you meet. But deep, deep down, there's an open wound.
Yeah.
And it's just not healing. It really isn't. Has your son got a child now?
He's just had his second child, actually,
yeah.
2 months ago.
Because they're talking about that, you see, because you haven't seen this child, have you?
No, I haven't seen I haven't seen my son for 31 years.
Yeah, yeah. Now then, okay. I've got an Anne or Annie as well mentioning her name to you. And there's a gentleman with an initial B as well. But they're all coming around you so comforting and so warming, because I know that this wound is so open that you can't heal it. Now then, you must have a memory when you and your son were very close of a river. I don't know whether you went on holiday or whether the river is close by. Can you understand that, where you would either take him to this place where this river was, a memory?
No, I haven't seen my son since he was born.
Since he was born. Where does the river come in? Do you contemplate?
I have no idea. I've never taken him anywhere. I haven't seen him since he was a baby.
Okay. You know yourself, Alison, do you take a walk near some water or a river somewhere?
No. Not ever, but if I take a walk, I might go along a river as part of a hike, but I don't do it on any kind of, you know, regular basis, no.
Right, because they're talking about this walk where there's water concerned. Now, you're saying that you haven't been there for a little while, yeah? But I feel, you see, that when you go out and do this kind of walking in this area, that you feel a lot better, that your soul seems to be healed. It's almost as if nature plays its part on you.
Yeah, that especially is, along water. Along water, I don't live near water, and I miss the water. But that is my element. Is water.
That's
for
right.
Sure.
When you say you miss the water, when you say you miss it, were you close to it at one time?
I've lived on the coast or near the coast, not on the coast.
Yeah.
Yeah. By ocean. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right, because I knew that they were talking about these times, and that's where your son would have been born when you lived around there.
He was born on the west coast. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So they got that right, and I know that you take yourself back to this place where you lived near the water, the coast. You take yourself back there time and time and time again. You do reproach yourself a lot as well over things. You beat yourself up, don't you?
Yeah, I would say I'm my own critic and enemy. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, was there some disagreement between you and your mom at some time?
My entire life, she did not want me. So she did not want me. So started in infancy. Yeah.
I'm being told that. And that's another wound, you see, that you've got open. Now, your dad tried his best, didn't he? But he couldn't do much.
Yes.
And
he did love me, unlike my mother. Yes.
That's right.
He was a hard man, but at least there was love somewhere.
Yeah. And now he's in the spirit world, yeah?
Yeah.
And this is a gentleman that came in and is quite a forceful character.
Yes,
He's standing in front of me. He was, I either go fair or dark, but he was dark in colouring, wasn't he?
Dark in colouring? No.
Yeah, it's his hair.
No.
He wasn't a blonde person. He was more darker than blonde.
I kind of see what you're getting at. Yeah, I would call it more of a dirty blonde, maybe.
Yeah, he's not got black hair, but he's not fair. This is the man I got standing in front of me, right? Alison, if you knew the amount of love that is coming your way with this link with your dad, you wouldn't feel like you do, you know? And he's asking you, one word, he's saying, ask her to forgive. Because until you start forgiving, your wounds are never going to heal. I know that you can't understand the wrongs that have been in your life because a lot of them weren't under your control. A lot of them were taken out of your control. As a young girl, you felt neglected, pushed to one side. And it seems to have followed you in a pattern. But you feel that your life has had the same impact where your son is concerned. But your son has got a very nice life, and he's not any way as bitter as you think he is. Can you understand that from your dad, Alison?
Yeah, and I know my son has no bitterness. I know that.
Good. Okay.
I know.
So your dad,
I know that, but he's still behaving badly, you know,
I can't do
anything about it. But yeah, in terms of bitterness, I know that's not there. I know that.
I know, my love. But what your dad is saying tonight, the primary reason why he's come tonight is saying, let's heal those wounds. Let's forget. Let's forgive and forget. And I think then, Alison, you'll be able to move on. Move on to freedom of mind. Freedom to empty that tortured mind that you've got. All right, my sweetheart? Is that okay?
I work on forgiveness as a major theme. I do.
Yeah.
I'm very mindful of that, but it certainly hasn't.
It hasn't worked yet.
Improved? No, has not improved the quality.
Hey,
so there's not a lot left to do.
Yeah, Rome wasn't built in a day, Alison, but I know with the help of your dad, with his strength, that you will get there. You sit and pray with him. Sit down now after this and just have a chat with your dad. Thanks for calling in, Alison, and don't forget
you can get a
copy of this reading by downloading onto mikespirit.fm and go under archives.
Thank you
very much indeed.
Thank you.
I think we're going to go now to have a little music break so we can all top our glasses of water up and whatever. And I'm going to take you now to another favourite of mine from Westlife. And again, something to make you chill out. And it's called You Raise Me Up. And that was Westlife for you. Did you enjoy that? Very nice. That's what spirit do to us, isn't it? They raise us up. They give us the information to make us feel that they're there. They provide the proof that they're with us. And they raise us up. I'm Margaret Challenger, standing in for Mike Davis on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. And the telephone number to ring in is 760-283-4611.
outside USA is 001-760-283-4611. So, without further ado, I'm going to go to our next caller now. Hello, how are you? Is that Mary, 706?
Yes, it is. How are you?
Hello, Mary. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Northeast Mountains of Georgia.
Northeast Mountains of Georgia. Oh, sounds fairy tale, doesn't it? Excellent. And what's your weather like? Go on, Mary, give it to us.
It's temperatures dropping. It's going to get a little cool tonight and tomorrow, so fall's coming, so which is good.
It? Yeah.
It's fresh.
Yeah,
one of my favorite
fall.
Times of the year.
Yeah, I love the fall. I got to be honest. It is something special, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, my love. Well, I'm going to pass you now, Mary, over to Rosemary. So
okay.
Enjoy your reading, my darling.
Okay.
So it's over to you, Rosemary.
Hello, Mary.
Hi, Rosemary.
Hello, hi. You're in Georgia?
I am.
Lovely. I used to live in South Carolina.
Oh, well, then you
know. And I
know,
drive from Georgia on my way to Florida, but I never, ever speeded. You know where I'm coming from?
Yes.
I was right on the money with the speed, going through Georgia, you know. definitely.
Your tickets are kind of expensive here.
yeah, that's right. okay, it's lovely that you're linking in tonight. It's really wonderful, wonderful energy. I can feel your energy there. I'm just sort of looking. They kind of sort of like take me sort of like in the recent past and sort of take me forward as I'm looking around trying to get a link with you. has there been sort of recently, have you been trying to sort of move house?
Trying to do what?
Was you trying to move house recently?
Yeah, we moved up here.
Right, okay, so there was a move.
Yes.
But
yes.
Was, you know, before you got the move, though, was there a bit of frustration around it, a bit of difficulty? Did it take a little while to do?
Yeah, it was, one of the situations. It was difficult.
Yeah, because I've got a sense of, like, knowing what you want and, you know, being ready, but it just felt like there was frustrations around it, almost like, you know, things weren't quite fitting into place on time and there was hold-ups. If you can understand that.
Yeah.
But, you know, the opportunity came and like you say, off you went. I do feel, though, around that period as well, I feel sleepless nights. Even after the move, I feel sleepless nights. Would you understand that?
Yeah, it's been a very difficult, you know, couple of years up here because we've had some issues. But, I mean, I think we're at the end of it.
Right, because I've got a sense of like thinking about things, really thinking about stuff, and I've got a sense of I feel that, like you say, you are moving on from that, but I think it affected your partner as well. I feel you've got a partner around you.
Yes.
And it affected both of you, if you understand that.
Yes,
just
it did.
You.
Yeah, it's been very stressful.
Yeah, but you know, I feel like he's. Your partner, as I'm looking at him, it's almost like he sort of went forward a lot quicker than you did. It's almost like he shook it off a lot quicker than you did, if that makes sense. Hello?
No, I'm here. I'm, you know, to a point, you know, I carry him a lot.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I just sense him moving forward, though. You know, I do. They're showing me him moving forward here. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've got to give what I'm being shown. So
no, no, that's fine. I mean, you know, he's been pushing just to get this going, yes.
Right, so. good. Yeah, I mean, he's coming up as a very traditional sort of male energy. I feel people look up to him. I feel he's intelligent. And is he self-employed?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it just feels like, you know, he's self-employed, like a businessman, and it just feels nice. So, you know, I feel a lot of choices around you. And obviously, you know, as I'm looking forward now. I do feel also a little bit of insecurity around finance. We're not really allowed to do finance here in the UK, but I believe in America, you know, people like me that read like this can.
Right.
And I'm going to say that I am feeling, you know, a little bit of insecurities around finance, but it's going to be okay, Mary.
Mm-hmm. am I going to be able to open the store that I want to open? We've been trying to, you know, a partner and I are trying to get this going.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, I can ask Spirit that specific question for you. Okay? I will ask that, and I will see what they show me.
Okay.
And I will do that as quick as I can. I mean, I've got... I do feel, as I'm looking, I do feel success around you. I feel... Mary, is there sort of like an inheritance coming around you? Would you understand that?
No. I mean, I don't know any, you know, I don't know about that. But
okay, well,
it would be from my uncle if it would be from anybody.
It feels like old money.
Yeah, that would
old
probably.
Money. I mean, would family be able to help you? I just get a sense of like lifestyle and traditions around you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I'm just going to ask really quickly, because we've only got like five minutes to read, okay? So I'm just going to ask that one question about this. Will this shop be opening? Is that what you want to know?
Yes.
Hello? Yeah. Let's have a look at that. And I will look as quickly as I can for you, Mary. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yes. I feel positive about this. I really do.
Okay.
I feel that there's I feel a lot of generosity coming in around you as well, and I do feel positive around work, and I feel that I've got success around you, and I'm going to say yes, I do feel that you're going to make this happen, Mary, and I just want you to stay positive, and mm-hmm. I do feel perhaps, I mean, it could be the next sort of 4 to 6 weeks that I'm looking at. It could
okay.
be a little bit, you know, but it could be a bit more than that. I mean, I don't like giving timing because Spirit...
No, no, that's okay. We've been working on this for, you know, almost a year and a half now.
Right.
So, I mean,
really.
You know.
But it's almost like, you know, you're almost there now. Do you know what I'm trying to say? It's in reaching point now. It's
okay.
Almost, you know, so I'm going to say to you that I do feel a success around this, and I just need you to stay positive and just believe that Spirit, you know, they are there helping you.
You know, I just wanted to say very quickly here that the opening song that you played, that they played, was the engagement song, was playing the night I got engaged to my first husband. And I hadn't heard that song in forever. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Without him, I wouldn't have had my son, so that's good.
It's been lovely talking to you, Mary. My name's Rosemary Collins.
Okay, Rosemary. Is that Rosemary,
yes,
or is it Marie?
Rosemary, and
okay.
then Collins, Collins. Put psychic in front of it, and then you're
okay.
on my website.
Okay.
Okay, sweetheart.
All right, thank
Take
you.
Care.
Mm-hmm,
bye-bye.
Oh, that was nice, Mary. That
yes.
was lovely for her. Yeah, I love that song. So that was your tune then, Make It Through the Night. Sorry, Make It With You.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, that was our engagement song. So I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, how did they know? Okay, Mary, thanks. Don't
All
forget
right.
you can download a copy of that reading if you go to mikespirit.fm and it's
okay.
in the archive.
All right,
it's
thank
always
you.
Worth, it's always worth listening to you again.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
And our next caller, good evening. Who are you? Hello? Can you hear me? No? Nobody can hear me? Well, while we're waiting for our next caller, I want to say something to you. I saw a little saying the other day, which was I thought was quite phenomenal. And it says that we're not humans having a spiritual experience here on this earth. We're spirits having a human experience. And that's quite profound, isn't it? Because when you think of it, we're here as a spirit in this physical body to be trained for our true life to come. Because there's one certainty that we're all going to go to the spirit world at some point, at some time.
So if you look at our lives as a journey, which is never-ending journey, but physically it ends. But our spirit continues ad infinitum, just keeps going on and on. So it makes sense, doesn't it, that we're not humans having a spiritual experience, we're spirits having a human experience. Somebody just written, our human form is our temple gift. Yeah, maybe you could call it that. Our bodies are perhaps a temple, but only for a very short period of time, eh? Very short period of time. And the thing is, what we have to remember as well, which we often forget, don't we? It's not our spirit that becomes unwell. It's our body. And if our mind, our spirit, can control ourselves, then we can control our bodies more often than not. Now, we're having a little technical problem with our next link because it's coming in by Skype. So if we get cut off, don't panic, don't run away. It's because we're having to refresh, okay? I was taking a church service the other day, and I was impressed to talk about why we're here. And we were given certain examples and, alternatives. And if you think of this life as a schooling, and it's very much like a schooling when we pass. See, when we're born here, we're born into loving parents, most cases. And then after a little while, we're taken to school where we're taught discipline for the majority of us, yeah? and so on. And we progress, we make friends, we learn how to share. And then we progress to a higher education, out of kindergarten. And it's during that time, right, we're going to have to refresh, so we may get cut off, okay? So we get to the time where perhaps some of us are separated, depending on our needs, our capabilities, how we're taking on board certain education points. And it's almost as if like goes to like. Now, when we pass to the spirit world, this also happens. We're met by a loving parent. And we're taken by angels, loved ones, to a place where it befits our progression. We all become a light in the spirit world. And the light that we are at that time depends on the life that we lived here. And there we can be separated, segregated, whatever you want to call it, because it's dependent on our progress that we made here is where we go there. You've heard in the Bible, some of you, I'm sure, in my Father's house there are many mansions, yeah? Well, if you can relate this experience to that, we go now to prepare a place for you. Doesn't necessarily mean that we all go to the same place. We're drawn, like attracts, like we're drawn to that sphere of energy, that sphere of light. Now, if we go back to physical life, once we go through our schooling, we can go to high school, we call it university, and there we're able to learn and inwardly digest all the kinds of information that are given to us. And we might graduate and go on and on in our careers, becoming quite successful. But what do we do with that success? What comes out of us as a person? How do we use the knowledge that we've gained? Now, let's go back to the spirit world a minute. We've gone there, right? We've gone as a kindergarten, met by loved ones, friends, family, angels, yeah? We've been sent to places where we feel most comfortable. So, whilst we're in these places of comfort, do we think to ourselves at any one given time, hey, I'm getting a bit sort of dissatisfied with the people I'm around? And angels come to us and they administer, they help, the healing. And they ask us, have you atoned? Do you think that you can advance? Because progression is open to everyone, absolutely everyone. And there comes a day, right, and you'll say, do you know what? I can see a brighter light, but I don't know how to get there. and the angels will take you by your hand, and they walk you towards this light. And as you reach the light, you'll feel the warmth of the love, the welcoming warmth of that love. You'll feel the power within. You'll feel inspired to be part of that energy. And this is your graduation in the spirit world, isn't it? This is the part of you that is progression. Now, whilst in the physical body, you had chance to use your skills, your personality, your knowledge to the better of your fellow man, through your own desire. And when we get to the spirit world, that light of progression, that light of giving and helping will shine so brightly that that's when you'll be recognized. Now, we may not understand all that I've said at the moment, but if you think about it, we are definitely going to progress beyond this life. So there has to be a cause and there has to be an effect. So with that cause, the cause is to learn, to progress and develop your soul growth so that as you go on in this physical life, you become more aware of, let's call them then, trials, tribulations, those things we don't want, those things that we think are not fair. And that's another thing. A lot of us always look for vengeance, yeah? But there is no personal God. There is a universal God, but certainly not a personal one. So when you're asking for someone else to be punished, just remember that's the same God that could, if he was a vengeful God, could punish you. But those thoughts that you're thinking, right, will have an effect. Now then, I've just been given a message. I need to recall you all and say sorry. So it looks as if we're going to have to close down just for a second. So please don't go away, okay?
Hi, Mark.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, yeah. Listen, whoa. We're all on air, yeah?
Right.
We've just been linked back into a live show, so just keep talking, Margaret. I can't get
okay.
the studio. I can't get the studio, but you're going to have to apologise to people, love.
Right. Well, I'm sorry about that, folks. We had a temporary technical hitch. You've heard of those, haven't you? Yeah? No problem. But I hope that didn't interrupt anything for you too dear. Now, I hope you've had a chance to make yourself a cup of coffee or something. Yeah? You can all hear us loud and clear. Now then, as I was sitting here waiting to be linked back up with you, I was wondering how many of you wondered exactly what a spirit was. When you think that a life that's put inside a human being is a soul, a spirit soul, and that's an energy that through the, by having physical life, finds expression. And by finding that expression, we develop a personality. And the spirit and the personality are different until we get physical life. And it's only when the spirit is put inside the physical body that it develops that personality. How is the personality made? Well, as we all know, it depends on our circumstances, a lot of it, doesn't it? How many of you have been in amongst strangers and thought, oh, I've had a fantastic time. I've really, really enjoyed that company. I've enjoyed what they talk about, their interest, etc. And it brings out the best in you. And then there have been occasions where you sat and you're thinking to yourself, what am I doing here? But you've had the comparison to make, haven't you? And you're beginning to find your personality. And then you move towards more of those group of people that you find yourself comfortable with. Now, we all know that through our daily lives, work, neighbours, family, that we come against people who can irritate us, can't they? Now, that's not a fault, you know. That's because you are who you are. And throughout your whole existence in this physical life, your personality will develop more and more and more. But haven't you found that your personality, as you grow a little bit older, and your soul development is so enriched by the people that you come into contact with, the communication that you have with people, the friends that you make, the friends that you lose, the loved ones you make, the loved ones you lose, develops that strength. And then we sort of become, be brave enough to use the word wise? Shall I say that we calm down a little bit in our attitudes, that our attitudes can change because of those experiences, yeah? How many of us can sit now where we are and think just at the top of our heads quickly, a hurt? And you can bring it back, can't you, just like that? But I can guarantee you that you can bring more laughter memories back than you can hurt. Yeah? Just think about it. What's the point of worrying over what's gone, which is bad or sad, when you can make it right? Make it right by bringing back the love, the happiness, and sharing that with everyone. I always told my children, nobody likes a bad child, a misbehaved child. And as an adult, nobody likes a bad or misbehaved adult. Something to think about, guys, yeah? Anyway, area code 478. Do we have you online? 478?
Yes.
Hello, what's your name, please?
My name's Rhonda.
Rhonda. Hi, Rhonda. How are you doing?
It's Wanda with a W.
It's Wanda. I'm sorry, my love. Okay.
It's okay.
Where are you calling from?
Georgia.
In Georgia. Lovely. Okay. I'm going to pass you over to Lynn now, Wanda. So
okay.
Enjoy your reading, my love.
Thank you.
Hi, Wanda. It's Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Hiya. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay, thanks. Glad to be back on air. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, good. Okay. Right. I've got a gentleman and a lady joining me here. As they draw in close to me now, I'm feeling that the lady is the strongest personality. And again, I'm feeling a lot of love coming from this lady to yourself. She's telling me, I've got a gran here. I've got a grandmother. Can you understand a grandmother that's passed over to spirit?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. And
yes.
She's telling me that you were quite close, again, close to your grandmother, especially when you were younger, she's telling me.
Yes.
Yeah? And I've got the gentleman who's standing next to her. They've come together. Now, he's a little bit taller than her, and he's got a quieter personality. And I'm feeling this is granddad. So can you understand
yes.
granddad's passed over to spirit as well?
Yes.
Yeah? Well, they've come together tonight. They've come together to speak to you. So that's nice, isn't it?
That is nice.
Yeah? Okay. Gran is the one that wants to do the talking. And I feel that when she was here, living on Earth, she would have been the one that did the talking all the time. Granddad's got a quieter personality. Can you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah?
Yes.
And she's telling me that she was very much the boss. She was very much the boss. Yeah?
Yes. She was the boss.
Yeah, that's lovely, isn't it? Okay. She's telling me lots about you. Lots about you. She's telling me that you're a very strong person yourself. And she's telling me that life's been quite difficult for you over the last couple of years. Can you understand
yes.
that? Life hasn't been
yes.
smooth, she's telling me. Yeah? And she's telling
yes.
me it almost feels as if you've been climbing uphill for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah? Because she's telling me one obstacle comes along and you manage to sort of overcome that and move on, and then something else comes along again. Just one thing
oh, yes.
after another. Yeah? And she said
yes.
sometimes it can make you feel a little bit down, a little bit fed up with life in general, because it seems to be that you are having more of your fair share of troubles. Can you understand that? Yeah. And it seems to be people around you are having an easy time, and you seem to be having quite a difficult time at the moment because you've always got something to sort out.
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. And she's telling me that you do a lot for other people as well. So you're constantly on the go doing things for other people as well as just for yourself. So you haven't got just yourself to worry about. Can you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because I'm feeling with you a very caring personality. And if somebody asks you to do something, you would find it very difficult to say no.
Yes, that's me.
Yeah, that's you. Yes. And she's telling me that you take a lot of things on board, and then sometimes you wear yourself out trying to do them all. Because it's like a constant battle to keep on top of life in general at the moment, she's telling me. And I'm feeling there's somebody younger around you. Somebody younger in the family.
Somebody what?
Younger.
Younger, yes.
Yeah, teenagers, I'm feeling around the teenagers, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay.
Yes.
And again, with this young person, I feel they've got a very strong personality as well. They know their own mind and they know what they want to do.
Yes.
Yeah? And yes. Sometimes that causes a little bit of a friction within that relationship between you two, because you obviously don't always agree with what this young person wants to do. Can you understand that?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. And I'm feeling at the moment, because it's like Grandad is sort of nodding his head, Jerry. He's just nodding his head. And it's like, oh, it's just like typical behaviour, I know. It's just a typical thing. But Gran is telling me it's a little bit more than that. And it's been quite difficult lately because you feel as if you're in a constant battle. You're in a constant battle about things.
Yes.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Okay. And Gran is saying the best thing to do at the moment with this situation, with this younger person, is just step back. Then just step back from it and try and ignore some of it. Because sometimes when we get straight into trying to explain our position or try to make the other person see our point of view, it becomes more difficult, doesn't it? And she's saying sometimes silence will be better. Can you understand that? Saying nothing is sometimes better than, because it's almost as if you don't engage, it doesn't spiral out of control. But she's saying it's very difficult to get a balance there for you at the moment because, of course, you have to put boundaries in place and you have to keep this younger person safe as well.
Right.
Yeah?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
And she's also taking me around you. She's saying that life is busy. There's been changes around you recently as well. I've got quite a lot of changes around you. Can you understand that? Yeah. She's saying life is never constant. You never get up in the morning and it's the same old thing. There's always something new coming towards you, something new to deal with. And if it's not you a problem, you're involved in solving problems for other people. Yeah?
Right.
And
yes.
She's talking about your personality and she's saying that you've got a very strong personality yourself. But because you've got such a caring personality, you do tend to take other people's problems all on board. You do tend to get involved with everything all of the time. And she's talking about friends also coming around you. And they ask you for help and support as well. So you've got everybody leaning on you. And she's saying, really, you haven't got enough people to lean on yourself. And she's saying that she's been around you and she's trying to give you a little bit of strength. She's trying to just make you feel a little bit better about life. Because she's saying it just seems to be one sort of chore after another. But she's saying she wants you to step back and she wants to see you taking a little bit of time just for yourself, just for you. Because she's saying there's never any hours in the day to do something that you like to do. Because you're always busy doing for somebody else.
That's true.
Do you understand that? And she's saying that you've been thinking about something or taking on board or starting something new. But you've been thinking about this for a while, she's saying, and you're always thinking and you're never actually doing it because when it comes to doing it, there's never enough time in the day to do it. And she's saying she wants her to stop. She said, tell her stop now. Stop and just step back and think about yourself. Because she isn't, you're not thinking about where you fit in. You're not looking after yourself, she's saying. And you are the most important person. Because if you are not happy, and you are not well, everybody else around you will fall down as well. And she said, we can't be having that, Granny's saying. We can't be having that. Because she's telling me you've been feeling really tired. Very, very tired, she's telling me. Can you understand that? Yeah?
Yes.
And she's saying, it's because of this lifestyle you've got at the moment and the demands that other people are putting on you. She wants to take you out to that and she wants to give you a nice little holiday. But she's almost telling me it's impossible for you to do that. At this moment in time, she said she's not able to do that. But that's what she'd like to see you doing, is having a break away from it all. You understand that?
Yes, I do.
Right, okay.
I feel her around me.
Yeah. And Grandad is still standing here, but he's not saying a lot. But I feel Gran would have done all the talking when she was you. She would have been the one and he would have been very much in the background. But he's sending love and strength to you as well. And he says he's around you as well. He draws close and he tries to give you that strength and tries to help keep you on the right road, he said. And again, he's bringing in you something you've always wanted to do for yourself and you've never done it. And he's saying if you don't do it now, you'll be saying it's too late. So he's saying it's really, really important now that you take stock of life and you fit in a little bit of time just for you.
Yes.
Okay,
very
and she's also taking me, she's taking me back to a holiday or time that you spent together, you and your grandparents, where you would have been together for a period of time. Can you understand this?
Yeah.
And she's just going back then on a memory link. She's saying, oh, tell her to think back to those days when there was no worries and everything was lovely and you were with Gran and Mam and everybody else did all the worrying for you. So she wants to say she understands how you're feeling. She understands, and she's telling me you've been talking about her recently and you think about her a lot of the time as well. And have you been looking at photographs?
Yes.
Yeah, because she's making me feel you've been looking at photographs and you're looking back over the old time and you're saying they were the good times. They were the good times. And life is...
Yes.
It's changed now because you have got all the worries and everything yourself, isn't it? Lots of love coming from this couple for you. They're saying, well, we've come along tonight, both of us together, to show our support and to show that they are there for you. And they're trying to show you the right way to go. But they're saying the best thing for you to do at the moment is to just step back. Step back from this situation from this younger person, they're saying. And they want to see you now looking at what's important for you. Okay? And
right,
they're telling me there's definitely something out there that you're already interested in. They're telling me as well that you're very aware of spirit. You're aware of Gran being around you. But you're also aware sometimes of other feelings. And sometimes you'll know who's on the phone when it rings before you actually pick it up. Can you understand that?
Right.
Yeah. And they're saying that you've got this awareness. And Gran's really pleased about that because she's saying you actually know when it's Gran that's drawing close to you.
Yes.
Yeah?
Can you ask him if they've been around me?
Gran is around you a lot of the time, but Grandad is saying he comes around as well. But I'm feeling Gran is the stronger energy. And she's telling me, particularly when you're upset, because I'm feeling that over the last couple of weeks, there's been tears around you. There's been upset over something, over a situation. She's drawn in very close to you then. And it's almost as if when she is around, you look over your shoulder because you've got a feeling that somebody's behind you. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
And she's saying, you are right. When you look over your shoulder, it's me. It's Gran. And I'm just coming close just to bring you that bit of love and to tell you that I'm there and I'm listening. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling in, and it's lovely to speak to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wanda.
Bye-bye. Don't forget, you can upload a copy of your reading. Go to mikespirit.fm, and it's under archives. Okay, and who's our next caller? Good afternoon. Hello. Hello, who am I speaking to?
This is Venera. Hello?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
Yes, this is Venera.
Venera.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Hi, Venera. Where are you calling from?
I am calling, I'm in Urbana, Illinois.
Right, Illinois. Excellent.
Yes.
I'm going to pass you over to Rosemary now because time
okay.
is going on.
Sure.
So, Rosemary, it's you, love.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello,
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hello, darling. My name's Rosemary Collins.
Hi.
What's your first name, honey?
Venera, V-E-N-E-R-A.
All right, Venera. Okay, hi, Venera. And you're calling from Illinois, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just going to sort of try and get a link with you, Venera, to find out what's
sure.
going on around you, honey, and to see what I can, what sort of guidance I can give you tonight.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. They will sort of take me back, you know, and then they take me forward to show me what's been going on around you, if that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it is, you know, it's kind of like spirit guidance here. They're kind of making me aware of things as I'm looking, situations and stuff. I feel like you've been through the mill recently as well. Would you understand that, having difficulties in the recent past?
With a relationship?
Yeah, with a man.
Oh. Well, I don't know.
To
be honest with you, I haven't really been in one in a really, really long time. Like a
that's fine. That's fine because they take
like
me, they
10 years
me.
Or so.
Yeah, that's fine because they can take me back 20 years when I look. They take
uh-huh.
me back in the past and they take me forward. All right.
Okay.
I'm going to say that I'm going to say to you that it made you ill. The last relationship that you was in, it made you very unwell. Hello.
Okay. Yes, I'm here. I'm just listening.
If you take that, I need you to talk to me because I need the
Yeah.
Link.
Well, actually, I don't know. When you say ill, is that physical ill or mental ill? Because
because it's just giving me a sense of definitely feeling unwell because of this relationship, because of the breakup.
No, I'm sorry. I don't understand this. It's not. I was never really, really impacted from anything like that because it wasn't very long lasting. You know, it was
okay.
like.
I've definitely looking at the relationship here, and I'm seeing you in a. You know, the way they're showing me here, it's like the world's falling apart here, and it's giving me a sense of being in a bad space, and that's how they're giving it to me.
Yeah, it could be the fact that I mean, that this person, I was never truly in love. It was more like a psychological kind of a weird thing that lasted for many years, and it was quite a torturing experience for me. It was a mental
You're
torture.
Saying it was a torturing experience?
Yeah, it was. It was very,
I mean,
it was
like
somewhat
so
of a torturing, yeah.
Tormenting?
Yes,
okay.
Psychologically, yeah.
Right, yeah. So that could have actually affected your health then, would you say?
Yeah, it could. It I think so, but it never was a relationship, so that's why I was thrown off. It was more like an infatuation, and this guy had a power, so he invaded my space.
Uh-huh. What spirit are sort of making me aware here, and this is what I have to give because I can only give what I'm shown, okay?
Sure.
I can only give what I'm shown. And they are making me aware that, you know, you was in a bad space here, but it was due to a man, due to a male energy. Okay,
uh-huh.
So, you know, so you can take that, yeah? Do you understand that?
Yeah, yeah.
As I'm looking ahead, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to look ahead, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say to you that I do feel a new love coming in.
Okay.
I do feel a new love coming in around the next 4 to 6 months. I mean, it could be 4 to 6 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but you know there is a new man coming in. You don't know this man. This man is brand new. You've never met him. Sometimes I get shown, you know, an ex coming back or someone that you've known for a long time. But I'm definitely being shown and being made aware that this man you will not know. He's brand new.
Okay.
Okay, and I do sense, you know, a sense of like, you know, on an emotional front, you know, you're going to have things in common with him. I feel he's going to stir emotions in you that haven't been stirred in a long time. That's what they're making me feel here. You know, and I've got this lovely sense of, you know, it's almost like they're showing me that you're going to know exactly what you want, exactly where you're going. I feel with this man, it feels where it should be, right on track. There's no confusion. You know, sometimes, you know, we can meet new people and we're a little bit confused, a little bit unsure, but I'm not feeling that at all with this relationship. It's like you both know what you want and you both know it's right. And I do feel that coming in for you over the coming months. There's going to be more balance coming in around you, more happiness and going out more and having more of a good time and doing things for you and for him. Do you understand what I'm saying here?
That's very good, because right now I have this new job and it's been very, very crazy. Yeah, so I'm really hoping for more balance physically, mentally, everywhere else. I feel very up there. It's crazy.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's fine. I mean, I feel that you're specialized. Are you specialized around work?
Yes. When you say specialized, do you mean...
Well, you know, like it's a profession, like you've had some training.
Oh, yeah, I have a PhD.
Yeah, that's right, because I feel that you're trained. You know, you do have a profession, and I do have... and I feel communication's really good with you as well. You're a very good communicator, okay?
I don't know about that. Ask my students. They were not very nice to me in their evaluations. They couldn't understand me.
You can be a good communicator when you want to be. Let's put it that way. But I sense, you know, a lot more happiness coming in around you, okay? You've got a lot more choices coming in.
That's good.
Okay, and also I feel, I want to say it's like, the worst is over, really.
I hope so, yeah.
You're going to have a lot more things to look forward to as well. I do feel positive about this.
How about children?
Now, do you have a father in the spirit world?
No.
Okay, so perhaps it's a grandfather then, because I just feel like I'm out. Hello?
It could be, yeah, it could be a grandfather.
Because I feel a male energy around you. I do feel a male energy around you, the presence of that around you. Was you quite close to your grandfather? Did you know him?
No. He passed when I was a baby, like 5 months.
All right.
Or not even five, like 1 or 2 months. Like, it was very, I was very, very little.
Okay. But I do feel that, you know, there is that sort of energy around you. Okay. I do feel he's around you. They are around us. Even if we can't hear them and see them ourselves, you know,
about a grandmother?
Pardon?
A grandmother.
Okay. Well, this is a male. I feel your grandfather's around you quite closely, okay, watching over you. So I just want you to take that and love and light, and I just feel that you've got a lot to look forward to. There is a new man coming in, and it just feels very positive, okay?
Okay, and children?
No, I'm not picking that up. I'm not picking up marriage. I'm just picking up a new relationship coming in. I'm only looking at the next 4 to 6 months.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, you take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, Rosemary. Thank you, Venera. Right, excellent. Okay, I want to share with you a piece of music that I particularly like, and I'm sure that you'll enjoy it too. Let's go to... a group called Wet, 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 yeah? And a particular lovely song called Love Is All Around Me. Enjoy.
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. Love is all around me, and so the feeling grows.
Challenger with my guests Rosemary Collins and Lynn Hopkins on the MikeSpirit.fm psychic show. And who's our next caller, please? Hello.
Hi, my name's Randy.
Hi, Randy. Where are you calling from?
Colorado.
Colorado. And I'm going to ask you how your weather is because I know it's nice.
Yeah, it's nice. It's been cold, but today actually is nice.
Excellent. Okay. I don't normally ask what the caller's rang in for because spirits tell me straight away. But I've been prompted here all of a sudden to ask you what your question is.
Oh, just to connect with somebody?
Just to connect. Excellent. Okay,
I mean,
that's fine.
Yeah, or if they have any advice about how I should move forward in career.
Okay, Van. Yeah, all right. Let's see what's happening. Okay. All right. So you've made two major career moves in your life, yeah?
There's two different areas, yes.
Yes. That's what I'm just trying to find out now who's talking to me because this is a strange business, this mediumship. You hear the voice, you feel the energy, and then you think, oh, who is it, you know? But I'm just prompted to carry on at the moment. Oh, hang on. It is a lady that's talking to me. You went to her funeral, so I know that she's quite a close relative of yours. But she's talking about two major career moves that there. And at the moment, there's still two avenues for you to follow, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean,
yeah. Oh,
there could be three, even, maybe.
but I'm looking into two more, mostly.
Yeah, when you said three, she went, no, no, there's not. So she's quite a down-to-earth lady. Oh, no, there's not, she said. There's only two. Now then, we all work for money, nothing else, yeah? But she doesn't want you to take advantage.
Yeah.
Tell me who doesn't work for money. But she doesn't want you to take the position that gives you the highest salary, because there are hidden aspects to that job that they won't tell you about. All right?
Okay.
Okay, so when you'll be successful in both of them, you'll be offered both positions, but the one will be more favorable due to the salary. But she's saying don't take the one with the highest salary, because you'll promote quite quickly in the second job that you'll take. Okay?
Well, one of them's a business opportunity.
Yeah.
And the other one is more of a, like, it's not a business. I mean, it's, you know, working for other people. But I haven't been offered anything. Or I haven't been, I mean,
are you into retail?
Could you give me more specific again?
Yeah.
About,
are you
like, what is it, or where it's going to be, or how I should go about this?
Can you understand being in retail, Randy?
No, retail is not where I'm working.
no outlets, no sort of passing on goods from a small scale to a big scale. Not representing a company that can promote in the retail sense.
That's not what I would be doing exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I maybe would work with a business that does that.
Yeah,
I personally am not working with retail.
No, but you can understand the retail connection?
No, not yet.
Because that's where I'm going, all right? As I say, she does. You see, you've got a great business sense, and you can project, can't you? You've got projection where business is concerned, and people will take your lead.
Yes.
And this lady, this is your grandmother, isn't it? Lovely white-haired lady. She's talking.
Could be. I have a lot of people on the other side.
She's talking about these two offers, but not to take the one with the highest salary, and the other one, as I say, will use your business sense to the utmost. Unfortunately, we're running out of time, Randy.
Okay.
But that's definitely what she's guiding you upon, is to not take the one with the massive salary, to look at the other one, which you'll sort of go up the ladder quite fast.
This is not a business. I just need clarity. It's not a business, my own business. This is going to be something working for somebody?
Yeah, it's definitely working for somebody. It's quite a big organization, which you will shy away from, but she's asking you to look into it far more deeper about the promotional process.
No, I'm not even looking into that, so I don't understand what you're talking about. All right, thank you.
All right,
thank
bye.
You, bye-bye.
Okay, and who's our next caller, please?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Debbie.
Debbie. Hi, Debbie. Yes. I'm going to pass you over to Lynn quite quickly now there.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Debbie, it's Lynn.
Hi, Lynn, how are you?
I'm okay, thanks. You're the last caller of the night, and I'm aware that we haven't got a lot of time, so I'm going to start straight away.
Okay.
I've got quite a lot of family members over here that's passed over to Spirit. Can you understand that? You've got quite a lot of family that's passed over to Spirit. And as if they're all gathering in very, very quickly, they just all want to shout, hello, hello, we're all here, we're all here, we're all supporting you. They just all want to say that at the minute. I've got a lady stepping forward now who's going to be doing the talking for everybody else. Yeah?
Okay.
And she's, again, I've got a lovely, caring, warm personality with this lady. She's telling me she was a very sociable lady, and she got the type of personality that in a family gathering, she would like to be in the centre of attraction, centre of attention, she's telling me. She's got a big personality. I'm feeling with her that she's quite close, she's telling me, that she was quite close to you, you're quite close, and there's been lots of tears since this lady has passed over to the spirit world. the feeling that she's given me, I got a motherly link here. I got somebody who's mothered you, but I'm feeling I'm going a bit further back than that. I'm feeling, again, I got a grandmother around you. Have you got a grandmother? Just pass the spirit, please.
Yes, I got two.
Right, okay. Okay, I'm feeling this is Gran. I said, you'll have to tell me quickly now because we haven't got lots of time. I'm feeling this is Gran on Mam's side, just Mam's mum. And she's telling me you were quite close when you were growing up. She would have been around you quite a lot, she's telling me. And her and you and Mam were very close as well. Can you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because she's telling me that you are quite a social family. And you do have family get-togethers around Christmas time or any sort of celebration, the family gathers together. Can you understand that? Yeah?
Yes.
And she says it's really important in your family that you do that because it supports one another. You all are very supportive of one another and what one another's doing. Right. She's talking about you now and she's giving me a feeling with you at the moment, you don't quite know where you're going. There's a lot of uncertainty around you at the moment. You're looking for change. You're looking to do something different, she's telling me. Can you understand that?
Yes, I'm looking for that love.
Aren't we all? But she's telling me, yeah, because it's like, I'm not settled. I'm not feeling settled with you at all. I'm searching for something. And I've tried lots of different relationships, but I haven't been able to find what I'm looking for. I'm feeling with you, you're looking for something quite specific in a partner. You want somebody caring, somebody very loving, but also somebody who's going to be very supportive of you as well. And she's telling me you've had relationships in the past, but they're not quite what you're looking for. Can you understand that? She's saying you're quite hard to please. She said she's quite hard to please. She's honest if you are looking for something really specific. Okay, I'm feeling that I'm coming to an end here now and I'm going to have to end the link, but she's telling me that there's somebody is there waiting for you just around the corner. Just be patient, she said. He's there and he's waiting and he will be the one that you were looking for. And she's telling me he's going to be quite tall and he's got lovely brown eyes. So watch out for him, she said, because I'm feeling he's coming into your life now over the next couple of months. Is that okay?
Is it not the one from the past?
Sorry, can you say that again, please?
Is it anybody from the past?
No, I'm feeling this is somebody completely new. Nobody from the past. This is somebody new that's coming in. And I'm feeling, because Gran is saying, it's almost somebody that you've already met. She's already aware of this person. But it's not somebody from the past. It's somebody new. It's a new relationship.
That's great, Lynn. Thanks ever so much.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks very much, Abby. Well, folks, it's drawing closely to an end here this evening. I'd like to thank my guests, Lynn and Rosemary, who've done an excellent job for you today. And just to recap that you can see Mike on Tuesday the 9th at downtown Orlando, Florida. It's been great the last 2 weeks to share Mike's show with you. He'll be back next week, full of the beans of life, I'm sure. And to give you all our love from our guests last week, Trevor and Jane, and from Rosemary and Lynn and myself. And I'd like to play you out now with another one of my favourite oldies by Big Mountain. And it's for everybody, so please enjoy. Sing at the top of your voice. Good day, God bless, and I'll speak to you again with Baby, I Love Your Ways. Bye for now.
Oh, baby, I love your ways every day, yeah, yeah. No.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.